Investigation launched into French philosopher over Islam speech. By Chris Tomlinson on October 3, 2019. French authorities have launched an investigation into philosopher Eric Zemmour over a speech on Islam and immigration made at a right-wing convention last weekend. The Paris prosecutor's office announced the investigation earlier this week over claims of public provocation to discrimination, hatred, or violence after he referred to immigrants as colonizers and spoke about the Islamization of the streets, BFM TV reports. In France, as in all Europe, all our problems are aggravated by immigration. Schools, housing, unemployment, social deficits, public order, prisons, but all our problems are also aggravated by Islam. It's double punishment, he told conference attendees. Some have condemned the speech, including Prime Minister Edouard Philippe, who called it nauseating and profoundly contrary to the idea we have of France and the Republic. However, others on the right have voiced support for Zemmour. Gilbert Collard, MP for the Populist National Rally, wrote, "One may not agree with Zemmour, but must he suffer the unjust tyranny of prosecution, censorship, prosecutors, and verbal straitjackets? No." Mayor of Béziers Robert Menard also came out in favor of the philosopher and stated, "I know Eric Zemmour well. He speaks harshly, but he is absolutely not racist. If we condemn Zemmour, we condemn freedom of expression." Menard is no stranger to hate speech prosecutions. In 2017, he was fined €2,000 for comments regarding the shifting demographics in Béziers schools, having said, "In a class in the city center of my town, 91% of the children are Muslims. Obviously, this is a problem. There are limits to tolerance." Fellow philosopher Michel Onfray, who recently made headlines for labeling climate activist teen Greta Thunberg a Swedish cyborg, said there were double standards on enforcing speech offenses. "Indeed, if we do not have the right to make this kind of comment, and then we must expand to all other things that praise tyrants, dictators, bastards, etc.," he said. "I cannot be an intellectual who says let us complain about people who do not think like us," he added. The conference also saw Marion Maréchal, niece of National Rally leader Marine Le Pen, call for those on the right in France to resist the Great Replacement, a theory used to describe rapid demographic shifts due to mass migration. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.